Blog Talk Radio.
The healer who makes all things new. Hallelujah. Grateful, thankful, and blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And all I can say is, it is a great word. You know, I used to say I get giddy for Jesus, which I do. But I'm going to tell you something. There is no word like God's word. When we study and meditate and read the Word of God, it does something to your soul. It gets you prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word that God gave me this morning is a small synopsis of the word. And it says, so the Lord is with you. Seek good and not evil that you may live. And that's bringing this scripture, which says, seek good and not evil, that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you. And God showed me how to break it down so it's understandable. So the Lord is with you. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. We want to be able to see Father God one day. When we're absent from this body, the word says we're with the Lord. But we want to be able to permanently be with the Lord because we sought good and not evil. Many people of God have got some looking into themselves to do. Because you can't love two masters. You can't love God and love the world. You can't love God and choose things of the world over God. There's only one God, and he wants to be number one in your life. We got to choose him. So let us choose God today. Father God in heaven, we ask that your word comes alive in our hearts, comes alive in our minds and spirits, oh God, that we will know that it is you, oh God, that is in charge of everything. You're in charge of our hopes. You're in charge of our dreams. You're in charge of our life. That when we call on the name of Jesus, the enemy flees every time. When we call on the name of Jesus, all things work for our good because we trust in you, Lord. Father God, I bind and rebuke that spirit of restlessness. For I will live and not die. For I trust in my God that the enemy cannot take my breath today. That there will be nothing to stand in the way of reading your word, of teaching your word, of preaching your word. But I am your humble servant this morning, Father God, and always to do your will and not my will, to choose good and not evil. Lord God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and my redeemer. You are my Father God, and I know that you love me in my good. You love me in my bad, and you've loved me in my downright ugly. But I thank you, Father God, that I have a whole lot more good than bad and no ugly that I know of. So, Father God, I ask you to just remove anything not like you from me this morning, from me always, oh God, that I will walk in righteousness and light, that I will be a great example for you, oh God, for you are Father God, and I love you more than anything. And it's in the name of the matchless Savior, also the love of my life, for of my soul, Christ Jesus, whose name I call on in the middle of the night, whose name I call on in the morning light, whose name I call on all day long, whose name I called on because it makes me strong. Thank you, Father God, and thank you, Savior, for your love, for your goodness, for your mercy toward me. Let this word be a balm and a sweet aroma to your nostrils. Again, in the name of the Master and Savior Christ Jesus, amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength. We all know that there are times where, you know, we get winter colds and issues, and our weather has been so up and down that it's been messing with my sinuses. But the devil is a lie. I will be going forth this morning. And we're going forth because this word is powerful. And when I say it is powerful, it is a powerful word. Amos does not play. This little shepherd has power. And I mean, when I say he has power, he has Holy Ghost power. Breaks it down the way it needs to be broken down. How we need to act, how we need to be in order to be with the Lord. And our revelations word, whew, again, power. We got a lot of power this morning. And that's why all of a sudden my throat going to get tight. The devil is a lie. This word is going. And it is, I pray, that this word touches your heart, that it touches your mind, and that it touches your spirit. And it goes right along with Revelations. Amos is speaking to us today, because the things that he is saying in this word this morning is stuff that's going on right now. Folks choosing evil over good, lies over truth, death over hope. We better understand God is not pleased. And he wants us to be the best. But the most that he wants us to do is to trust in him and love him. Can't be double-minded in this day. Can't have one foot in, one foot out. You know, it would say, put your left foot in, take your left foot out, put your left foot in and shake it all about. We can't hokey-pokey right now. Them hokey-pokey days is over because God is coming back. Jesus is coming on the clouds. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look north. Don't look west. Don't look east. And don't look south. Look up. And believe me, everybody will know when he comes, because he's coming with power. And believe me, the enemy's going to flee and leave you hanging by yourself to face judgment. We better stop and listen. God is trying to tell us something. When my home state gets hit by a tornado that rips up a whole town, don't tell me God ain't trying to talk to us. And my hopes and my dreams are with all the people of Mayfield. May the Lord God watch over you. May he bless you with everything you need and more than you could ever desire. But you are called for a purpose, and for this season, God will not bring you to it unless he brings you through it. So to my brothers and sisters in Mayfield, Kentucky, know that God is watching over you and that he has not left you, that you are God's anointed and appointed for this season. I just felt that in my spirit. Thank you, Lord. So please keep Mayfield, Kentucky in your prayers. only 33 miles from my hometown. And, you know, easily happened to my mom. 33 miles away. Could have easily been Paducah, Kentucky. That was it. But it was not. Thank you, Jesus, that you kept my mother safe and my family safe. And I ask you to continue watching over them. Let's get into our word this morning, family. And again, please keep our country, keep our world's prayers. God is doing everything to get our attention. And we still keep falling down the okey-doke, hokey-poke trail. Trust God. In the word today, it says in Amos chapter 4 through chapter 5, verse 27, hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring wine, let us drink. The Lord God is shown by his holiness. Behold, the day shall come upon you when ye will take you away with fish hooks, and your posterity with you will go out through broken walls, each one straight ahead of her, and you will be cast into Harmon, says the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. Proclaim and announce the freewill offerings. For you, this you love, you children of Israel, says the Lord God. Also, I gave you cleanliness of teeth in all your cities and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I will withheld. I also withheld rain from you 3 months to the harvest. I made it rain on one city. I withheld rain from another city. One part was rained upon, and where it did not rain, the part withered. So two or three cities wandered to another city to drink water. But they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I blasted you with blight and mildew. When your gardens increased, your vineyards, your fig trees, your olive trees, the locusts devoured them. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I sent among you a plague after the manner of Egypt. Your young men I killed with a sword, along with your captive horses. I made the stench your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Does that sound familiar? I sent among you a plague after the manner of Egypt. What is it, over 800,000 Americans dead now? And billions in the world. Through some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked from the burning, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. But understand, God does not play. And a life lesson from Amos chapter 4, verse 2 says, the Lord God is shown by his holiness. The Lord has called Israel to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Exodus 19:6. But the people chose to spurn his holiness and go their own way instead. Does that sound familiar? The only thing left was judgment. When we refuse to obey God, often gradually turns up the heat to prompt us to repent and turn back to him. He does not want to send catastrophic judgment upon us, but uses afflictions to get our attention. Has he gotten your attention yet? Because he sure has gotten mine. I tell you that much. He sure has gotten mine. God is not playing with us. This word is giving us a warning. This Amos word could have been written today. It could have been written today. That's the one thing about God's word is when you read certain things, it is today. And as we continue in Amos, it says this, hear this word which I take up against you, a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen. She will rise no more. She lies forsaken on her land. There is no one to rise her up. But thus says the Lord God, the city that goes out by 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which goes out by 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live. But do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilgal, nor pass over to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Judah and devour it, with no one to quench it in Bethel. You who turn justice to wormwood and lay righteousness to rest in the earth. He made the Palisades and Orion. He turns the shadow of death into morning and makes the day dark as night. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. He rains ruin upon the strong, so that fury comes upon the fortress. They hate the one who rebukes in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks uprightly. Therefore, because you tread down the poor and take grain taxes from him, though you have built houses of hewn stone, yet you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. Therefore, the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you. And the word the Lord gave me this morning was, so the Lord is with you. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. We got to seek good and not evil. You got to hold folks accountable and do wrong. You cannot make wrong right and right wrong. I make a lie truth and truth a lie. I don't care how many times you tell a lie is still a lie. And we as men of God have got to start calling it out. A lie is a lie. The truth is the truth. Don't get it twisted. The Lord God is coming back. He is watching us. He is waiting to see how we do what we do. Are we living righteous? Are we talking the talk and not walking the walk? God is watching everything. And the word, again, just so it permeates our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, is seek good and not evil, that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you. As you have spoken, hate evil love good, establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord says this, there shall be wailing in all streets, and they shall say in the highways, alas, alas. They shall call the farmer to mourning and skillful lamenters to wailing. In all vineyards there will be wailing, for I will pass through you, says the Lord. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord, for what good is the day of the Lord to you? It will be darkness and not light. And for all those folks out there praying for the end times, praying for Jesus to come back, praying that he come back right now. What did the word of God just say? Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord, for what good is the day of the Lord to you? It will be darkness and not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or as though he went into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. It is not the day of the Lord. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies. I don't savor your sacred assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened beast offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instrument. But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Did you offer me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? You also carried Shekinah, your king, and Shion, star of your gods, which you made for yourselves. Therefore, I will send you into the captivity beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. And understand, God was talking to Israel and Judah at this time. But he's speaking to us. Folks are out there creating all kind of havoc in the name of the Lord. Lying, got folks all confused in everything. Because you don't want to do this. You just bring it in and get everybody else confused with it. You prefer to believe lies, but bring everybody else into it. You prefer the world over godliness, but bring everybody else into it. When you have just as much going on in the church as you do in the world, there's a problem. When you have pastors that are preaching all only thing about all the thing they can preach is prosperity, there's a problem. Because everybody that loves God and is a Christian will not be rich. Some of us would be all right. We all will be all right. But some of us may not be billionaires, millionaires, trillionaires, whatever. But we will be all right. Why? Because God is there and he's providing. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And we are having so many folks rushing in. You got so many wolves dressed as sheep. Not because they want to save your soul, but because they want whatever money you can give them. I need a new jet. So you need to take from your house money, take from your rent, and give me extra over your tent because you need to buy me, because I'm the pastor, a new jet. Is that God? Think that through. I need a new car. And as the pastor, I don't care if you can feed your children. You need to give me your last $5 so I can buy a car. Oh, screw me. So the church can buy a car. I'm just happen to be the one whose name is on the title and whose name is on the note, because you're going to pay the note for me. We better stop and think. God is looking at everything. And he sees the spirit of greed in the church. And God is not pleased with it. better believe that. We wonder why things are going on, why church leaders have died. Them ones screaming and hollering that they God, you better back it up. You are not God. There's only one. And he is the Father. He is the Son, and he is the Holy Spirit. And you are not him. We better stop and think and listen. God's word is speaking to us today. All we got to do is listen. And he told you, therefore I will send you into captivity beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. And what did he do? Sent them into captivity. Sent them into captivity and didn't look back. Told them 70 years, you're going to be in captivity. And some over 400 years in captivity. We better understand God is not playing with us. Seek good and not evil that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you. We find life when we find the Lord, and we seek good when we seek God. Christ delivered us from our sins so we can joyfully live free in him. Jesus died for us. He took all of our wickedness and our sins to the cross. He bled. He was beaten. He was nailed to a cross for us. He came into this world, this beautiful baby, this baby of light and peace and joy and hope for us. Understand, when we talk about Christmas, it is about Christ. It's not about some red thing in a suit called Santa Claus. It's about Christ. It's about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for this season. Christ. There's no Christmas without Christ. Are you doing what you're supposed to do for Christ? Are you putting from Santa on gifts that you worked hard to give your children? Take that mess and tell them the truth. There's no Santa Claus, but there is Christ. We got to start speaking about Jesus. We got to start telling folks about our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, who is the Christ. It's not about a jolly red elf in a suit. It's about Christ. I know where that one goes. Oh, yeah, I do. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord God is reminding us every day, don't take Christ out of Christmas. Because it is about Jesus. There is no Christmas without Christ. And we got to stop taking him out. Folks getting all caught up, going into mega debt for a day. That's not of God. And he don't want us doing that. Give what you can, and what you can't, you can't. Love who you love. And give what you can give. And who you love is Jesus. And he will show you what to give. But don't go in debt this year, family. I am not. I already told my family, y'all will all get something. But I'll give you stuff all year round. So don't expect all a whole bunch of stuff because it's not coming. Not doing it. Because that's God has put that in my heart this year. Daughter, you go all out every year. This year, give. But don't go crazy. Don't go in debt. Don't make bills. Don't do what you can. And what you can't, you can. Simple as that. God first. Christmas is about Christ. And it goes on to tell us that justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. God intends for our personal righteousness to prompt us to action of community justice. John says, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. 1 John 4:20. Say that again. I love God, but I can't stand my sister. I don't like my brother. I can't stand them. I just hate them. And you know what? You are a liar. because it says, I love God and hate his brother. He is a liar. 1 John 4:20. We got to keep the word of God. If somebody comes with that nonsense, then you got to tell them that you a liar. And they may get mad at you, but you got to tell the truth. And the truth is the truth, and a lie is a lie. You can't say I love God and hate your family. You can't say it. You can't mean it. Because you can't love God and hate your brothers and your sisters. You can't love God and hate your pastors and the teachers and the preachers in your church. You can't say I love God and want to spit on the person on the street that's homeless that you don't know their story. Bum, get a job. How do you know that that person is not looking for a job? But because people like you who are hiring look at him and say, oh, well, you look dirty, you look nasty, I can't hire you. Well, you don't know their story. We got to get out of the judging business and get into the loving business. You don't know a story. It might be nice to get to know people and know their stories, because there's always a story behind homelessness. There's always a story behind everybody. You may not know what they've been through. You're looking at the outside, and you're like, well, they got a nice house, and they got a car, and they got this, and they got that, but you don't know their story. You don't know where they've been. You don't know what they've been through. Only God does. Side. Look at the inside. Get to know a person before you start throwing out judgment, because you don't know their story. Psalms 141:5-10. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be an excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff. And they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the cave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own net, while I safely. And you know, David was running for his life. He was running for his life. Saul was chasing him like he was a rabbit. He thought it was Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny, that pesky rabbit. Saul had lost his mind. And David was praying for his safety and asking God. He said, hey, you know, you say, well, that's not a nice prayer. No. When you're running for your life, you going to pray what you got to pray for God to keep you safe. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. He's like, no, I ain't done anything wrong. I was anointed king. I didn't ask to be king. Kill Goliath because God put it in my spirit to do so. I wasn't trying to usurp the king. I love the king. And he tells you, so, but when the righteous strike us through a stern rebuke or a painful correction, they do so for our own good. Only a fool would call for ice cream when he really needs penicillin. You better say that. That's from Dr. Stanley. You might get, you if you get rebuked, accept it. If you so, hey, you was talking and you needed to be quiet. Don't get mad. Trying to tell me what to do. He was talking and you should have been quiet. Take your rebuke and don't talk doing when you need to be quiet in service. And don't let somebody pull you into a conversation in service. All I remember as a child was my mom. All she had to do from that choir stand is this. And when you heard, you knew you better be quiet. And if you got to move, move. Don't get offended, because when you're told by a mother to be quiet, It's in love. And it's also the right thing to do. We got to stop getting offended over every little thing. She didn't speak to me today. He didn't look my way. Da-da-da. All that foolishness over nothing. God is speaking to us. We got to get it right. Our time, our window is getting smaller. Our window is getting smaller. We have got to do what's right and read a book. History unknown is history repeated. History unknown is history repeated. Read a book. Read the book. And you will see speaking to us today through this history book called the B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. God is getting us prepared. We just got to read it. We got to study. We got to meditate on it day and night because that's what he told us. And Proverbs 20, it's this. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice from men comes from the Lord. How many folks carrying favor, lying, cheating, giving false information for men and for man and not for God? And then tell the truth and try to walk it back because man don't like it. God is watching everything. And how many good people are falling by the wayside because they chose to go down the wrong path and follow people and the love of money more than they love God. God is watching everything. And this is our revelation word this morning. For those that are joining us, we are a Bible study. And it's basically, we read the word of God. I read the word of God. Charles Stanley gives us a commentary. And God gives me whatever else to say. But we are coming this year. We're coming this year out of the Charles Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, King James Version, New King James Version. And when you hear life lessons, life examples, those are from Dr. Stanley. And the goal of this Bible study is to read the Word of God in 1 year, from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year. And that's what we have been doing. And we are on the 14th day of the month. We're almost half finished with this month before we are finished with the Bible completely. So if you have been someone that have joined me every day, you will have heard or read the Bible with me in 1 year. And when you read it, you gain. Every year I have done this, I've been doing it since 2015. I went back and looked. I've been doing it a little bit longer because I was under a different ministry. But as far as independently, I've been doing this since 2015. And I can tell you, reading the Word of God, I've read it in Greek and I read it from the Hebrew version. I've read a chronological and, we're in Charles Stanley. So we've read different types of Bibles. We've read Amplified and, but this New King James is where God has sent me because New King James and King James readers can follow each other. And I say this, the Word of God is important because in this season, it is being bastardized, it's being changed, it's being rewritten, it's being thing but what God wrote. And we have got to follow what God inspired the apostles, he inspired the prophets. He inspired kings. He inspired those to write this word for us. And we have got to get into it because our time is growing short and you got to know the word so you don't fall for the okey-doke, so you don't fall for the wiles of the enemy because he is also quite busy because he knows by reading the word himself, he loses. And he's trying his best to figure out how he can play this game and win against God. It's not going to happen. But he's busy, and we can't fall for the wiles of the serpent like Eve did. God is wanting us to know the word, because when you know the word, you can fight. Because when you're under attack, you got to know, you got to call the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in, you got to know how to fight the scripture. I shall live and not die. I'm above and not beneath. You are under my footstool. For you have the power. God has all the power. And I am a child of God. I am light and not darkness. We got to know how to preach. We got to know how to pray. We got to know how to speak. Because his word will protect you. And when you see folks doing wrong, you got to speak. Let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. God wants us to be better. God don't want us to be hate on hate. Everything. If all you can say is something negative, but you want to play Christian, you are a hypocrite. We cannot be hateful. We got to be loving and we got to be kind. We got to learn how to turn their cheek, like Jesus said, and it is not easy. Somebody is beating you down to turn the cheek. And saying God going to take care of them. Let's finish our word this morning. Revelation chapter 4, verses 7, and it says this. Let this word pass your spirit. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. And I was things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one set on the throne, and he was sat there, like was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance, like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the throne 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded light thunderings and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning for the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. I'm getting filled up. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like a crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second creature like a calf, the third living creature had the face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Seven, the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Wow. What a word to end on this morning. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. It's come. And Dr. Stanley says, in a sense, the whole book of Revelation proceeds out of this verse. God judges the earth and every individual in it on the basis of it. Holiness, and he can tell us what is coming because he inhabits eternity. What a mighty God we serve. And Lord, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As the Creator, God is worthy of all praise and adoration. He has a special concern for judging those who destroy his creation, Revelation 11 and 18. For that creation was meant to display his glory. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't ever let anybody tell you you less than, because God does not make junk. God created us in his image to do great things for his kingdom. The Lord God is in charge of everything. He sees everything, and he knows everything. He knows you're good. He knows you're bad. And like I say every day, he knows you're ugly, each and every one of us individually. My mother can't go to heaven for me, and my father can't go to hell for me. All I can do, all they can do is go to each for themselves. Just like I can't go to heaven or hell for my children. They have to go for themselves. They have to be saved. They have to be sanctified. They have to be filled. We have to tell those we love about Jesus and not be ashamed to speak his name wherever you go. Be a lover of God and love your brothers and your sisters. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. God is watching everything. You can't say I love God and hate. You can't say, I love God and hate. We got to pray. We got to lift up. And we got to know the word ourselves. And you can't get it sitting in a pew on Sunday morning. And that's the only day you open your word. You got to open this word every day. You got to either hear it or read it every day, because this is going to save your soul and save your life. When you take it in and let it permeate your spirit, God is speaking to us today. The question is, are we listening? Are we choosing to follow after riches and fame and all that stuff that you can't take with you? Can't take nothing that you have with you. Can't take it with you. All you can take with you is your soul. And the question is, do you know God? Does he know you? And that is our word for this morning. If there's anyone that wants to speak that God has given a word to, all you need to do is push the number 1 on your phone. Or call 213-943-3597. Again, 213-943-3597. If not, we have a word from our sister in Christ from Carolyn's Gift this morning. And then we are wrapping it up. And that is this. Good morning. God has great things planned for you, and his promises are yours to enjoy. Find your place in life through him. Through life in him. Have a terrific Tuesday. And again, I don't know how she does it, but yeah, I do. God gives her, and it all just pulls in with everything that we have said today. God has great things planned for you, and his promises are yours to enjoy. Find your place in life through and in him. Have a terrific day. Have a terrific Tuesday, family. Everything is working out for your good when you trust in God. And know this. So the Lord is with you. Seek good and not evil that you may live. May the Lord watch between thee and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. For the word of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous are going to rush in. We rush in to his word so we can rush in to him. But our Father God is a strong tower. And we're going to rush in because we will be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. Thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each and every one of us. Lord God, guide us in what we need to do, what we need to say, and how we need to live, and how we need to pray. For all things, Lord God, we know work for our good when we trust and believe in you. Thank you, Father, again, for this new day that you have given each of us. You have given us a do-over. Father God, I pray that today is better than yesterday, and that whatever it is we need to do, we do it with your grace. Because you are God and you love us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say, on Moving Forward, a wrap. Why? Because it's time to go to work. Who do we work for? We work for God. Be blessed. It's a wrap.